Welcome to the Fundamental Entrepreneur Podcast, where entrepreneurs can come to be educated, enlightened, and empowered for success in their business pursuits. Welcome to another episode of the Fundamental Entrepreneur Podcast. Today, we are joined by Jennifer Richlick. She's a certified holistic life coach to the powerful female. She specializes in natural remedies to enhance and empower the mind and body. And today we get to hear her story, how she took her own health journey and turned it around to help others through their health journeys. We're excited to hear her story and the many wonderful insights she has and the powerful comeback story that she shares with us. So tune in and enjoy the interview. Welcome to this episode of The Fundamental Entrepreneur. Today, I am so excited to be joined by Jennifer Richlick, aka Coach Miss Mindful. What an awesome name, and thank you and welcome, Jennifer.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yes, I'm excited to hear your story. I can't wait to get into it. You have some very powerful, a powerful story, and I think it'll be great for our listeners to really hear, you know, what you've overcome and, you know, the success you've experienced. So, I mean, you started this journey because of cancer, right? And really kind of that experience and where you came from and what it taught you. Is that right?
Yes, that is. I call it my greatest awakening.
Well, that's great. You know, we always say, and I think you said it as well, you know, some of our hardest struggles in life and our biggest failures are the things that really can shape us if we allow them to. So why don't you tell our audience a little bit more about you and about what you do?
Absolutely. So I was originally working in the beauty industry as a sales consultant with thousands of women, actually, and working for a company of a exact same scenario, a powerful female who had a vision and, you know, started literally from the back of her trunk of her car. So I worked for her and worked for as a beauty consultant in the beauty industry. And I had thousands of women as my clients. And then on my 38th birthday, I was diagnosed with ovarian cancer. And Wow. It was, I say, my greatest awakening. It was the day after my 38th birthday. And at the time you think, oh my gosh, what a terrible birthday present. But yeah. Years later now, I say it was the greatest gift because it really woke me up and made me learn a lot about myself. And so with that being said, what I learned in that journey of fighting that battle, really stuck with me, I guess, which led me to where I'm at today, was I was sitting in chemotherapy with women who were back with the same cancer as me for the third and fourth time. And at the time, I was a single mom of three, working this, you know, high demanding career. And I'm sitting there fighting for my life, hearing this from other women. And I was like, there is no way I'm getting this cancer again. So that really set me on my mission to understand more of disease, understand more how to take care of myself. And, you know, so then it was like, okay, how do I go off and leave this amazing career and start my own thing? And so that is, yeah, that's kind of where I started.
Wow. No, that's awesome that you took that leap. So how did you go about like making that transition from your, you know, six figure income to being your own boss? And what did that time frame look like for you?
Great question. Because what I always like to tell people who do feel something burning in their belly, burning in their soul, that is, I believe, our life's work, that it takes time. And it, I believe it takes like, you know, between 3 to 7 years. And so being patient for one thing, practicing patient, really learning and studying first. I became a certified health coach. I became certified in herbal medicine, cannabis therapeutics being one of them. So I really just started getting certifications and really studying. And then I started taking business classes. learning how to launch, you know, my own business. There's a lot of information obviously out there for free. There's amazing podcasts like this, where there's just so much information we can learn on our own. But I did, you know, I had a business coach and I did B school. And so I just, over years, it was really 3 years, getting to understand business to where I finally prepared, saving money. Honestly, I think it's important to share, used my 401k, just took the biggest risk to say, I'm leaving my six-figure career. I feel this is my life's work to share my message. And so it was probably, I'm trying to do the math, 2017. It was about 6 years from being in remission to studying and leading my career.
Wow. So you did all of that prep work while you were still in your career before you actually left and start your own business?
Yes. Yep.
That's great. It's great that you realized that it would take time and you were willing to put in the effort and, like you said, have the patience. I think that's where a lot of people in today's society really struggle, because I think, you know, the internet and social media makes it look like you can like have this great success in 3 months, and it's just not reality.
Absolutely. And it's hard because when you see those ads that are like, you know, oh, I can make you millions in, you know, 3 weeks. It's like, it's just not true. And I think that we give up on ourselves. Not only do we give up on ourselves, but we give up on those dreams because we can't get there quick enough. And it's sad because we all have it in us and it just takes time.
Yes, I agree. And it doesn't necessarily mean like the first time you try it's going to work, right? Or the first way you try it, it's going to work. It can take like, it's a, what I always like to call it, it's a journey, right? We got to discover who we are and realize that we can do it and that we do have everything we need to be successful, but we have to go through that journey to actually realize that. Because I don't think, you know, coming from a corporate America, a lot of us don't have that mindset of knowing that we can go off and do, you know, anything that we have a passion or desire to do. But yeah, we just have been kind of in this, well, I'm going to do what my boss tells me I'm supposed to do and how good I am at it. And that's just kind of how it rolls, right?
Right. And so I think that's okay. You know, I think that it's okay. Obviously we need sometimes people to work for us. So, but eventually I believe that everybody kind of finds their, I don't know, their passion. What I think we all have a life purpose and sometimes it is working for somebody else. But I think that, like you said it, that failure, you know, we think that, oh, we failed, we're done. And it's like, no, failure means you're that much closer. And that failing is a part of the journey. And I think that we're so embarrassed or ashamed of failing instead of celebrating the failing and being like, okay, you know, in sales, they teach you the more no's you have, the closer you are to yes. I believe in business, the more that you fail. And I don't mean fail like, you know, bankrupt and done, but you're going to experience times that, you know, I have personally anyways, that's like, okay, this really didn't work. I need to try another way instead of give up on ourselves. So failure is a part of the journey.
Yes, I agree. And my husband always likes to say, like, I don't like the word failure. They're all learning experiences. I'm like, okay, honey. Yes, they are.
Well, and that's true too, to see it that way. But I think, I agree because I love, positive words, and failure kind of maybe is a negative word. So yeah, I understand where he's coming from.
Yeah. But no, I think it's important. And you're absolutely right. There is a place for everybody, whether you continue to work for someone for your entire career, or you decide to step out on your own. But yeah. And I guess I come from a place where our podcast is catering to those people that are wanting or starting to go out on their own. So I usually speak from that side of it. So I myself come from a 20 plus year career in corporate America. I still have a corporate job and I do this on the side right now. So I'm like you in that transition period. where I am figuring out who I am, and, you know, knowing that great things are in store, but it is a patience game for sure. And, you know, a lot of people get frustrated though in that journey, you know, when they fall backwards a little bit and they're like, okay, is this really what I'm supposed to do? Or is this like this telltale sign that maybe I shouldn't do this? What would you say to people like that, or when their people are feeling those feelings?
Right. Excellent question, because I've had many of those moments. And I think that you, for me personally, was like, okay, I need a break, right? And that's why it took me many years of doing my career and doing this. You know, you have to, yeah, be patient and take, you know, active steps moving towards that to end up leaving the career. But I think that giving yourself grace and taking a break sometimes. I had to take a break a few times because I'm just like, I feel, you know, the failure can be intimidating and feel not good. You know, it's not a really fun feeling. So that's where I had to really shift my mind and be like, no, because now I'm at a place where I'm really, and I have actually for several, 3 years really making an impact on other people's lives. And that's the beauty, is when you get to that point where you're making a difference in someone's life, that's so great. I mean, that's the reward. That's the, you know, that's the reward of it all. It's not even the money. It's the impact that we have on others. So what you're doing here, you know, and sharing and being vulnerable, you know, I think that's another thing, is we really have to be vulnerable and take that fear and just leave it at the doorstep, because that stops us so many times from, you know, what is burning. And that's the words I use, is like, what's burning in my soul. So the times where I just needed a break, it just kept burning in my soul. You know, it was just like right there at the surface, and that kept my fire going to not give up. So I think it's really, you know, giving yourself grace, taking times out sometimes, you know. And when I feel, me personally, just sharing my story, you know, there were times where, you know, I cashed in my 401k. I rented my house out a couple times to an Airbnb. You know, you do things to make that money to get to the point that you need to be sustainable. And so that's another part of the factor that I think people get fears like, oh my gosh, how am I going to survive, you know, if I leave my career? And so it's having that game plan and also knowing that there's other little side things that you can do to bring in income. And I know that's scary. I lived it. But it's, you know, there's a lot of factors, I guess, that play into when we get in fear and want to quit on ourselves.
I love that. Well, that's great advice. And just, yeah, allowing yourself that time. I think that's for kind of like a reflection period. I think that's great. And I think a lot of people think that they just got to keep pushing through. And at some point they get so frustrated and burnt out that they lose that burning that you say. So I think that's great advice.
I also think that it's, you know, when we go a certain way and it doesn't really work, we either keep trying the same way or we quit. And it's like, okay, one of my biggest messages is always, there's multiple ways to get to the destination. You know, there's multiple ways to lose weight, whether you diet or exercise or a combination of both. So it's like, okay, that didn't work. Let's try another way, you know. And then we have this world where there's so much out there to learn, so much. So it's, you know, going and researching more and seeing a different way, I guess.
Yeah, no, I think that's great advice. Yeah, there's always a different way. And yeah, just being open to those, trying those different things. I think that is a great reminder. So you currently, you have a health product that you sell, but you also coach. Is that correct?
Yes, I actually started my journey doing women's retreats. I was like, okay, I got to see, you know, I got to bring women in and give them an experience and teach them, plus an experience. So in addition to me sharing that I sat in the chemo room with women who were back for the third and fourth time with ovarian cancer, I also remember said I was in the beauty industry with thousands of women. And so I saw so much suffering from cancer, you know, anxiety, just all kinds of struggles. So I was like, wow, what is it that us women need to make these bodies run right, you know, and that we are in a, it's not just our body, but our mind, right? The mind is such a powerful, and I believe where it all starts. So I started with, and this was when I was still working my career, I started doing women's retreats, and I would bring 10 women in and have them stay the night and give them this whole experience. And that's really where I was like, okay, this works. And what I was doing in the beauty industry was working with top beauty brands, Moroccan Oil, Dove & Nest, Kevin Murphy. And so I was like, wait a minute, I have like this amazing brand that I was personally making and sharing at my retreat that I was like, I need to make my own brand. So I kind of took a lot of my experience in the beauty industry into this journey of creating my own brand. But also what I find so important is that educating, you know, why am I taking this? What is it doing for me? So, you know, I really coach people one-on-one. I do retreats where I bring women in, give them this intimate experience. And then I also just have a brand and working on sharing more with videos like YouTube and stuff. So that's kind of new I've been doing in the last year. But it's a combination because I think that, yeah, I think education is so important in understanding ourselves on a deeper level.
Oh, I think that is so great. I mean, it's awesome that you created or used your prior experience to create this kind of holistic, bringing the beauty and the coaching together and reminding, you know, women that we are powerful beings and we got to take care of ourselves, right? And I love that you kind of brought that all together. So tell me one thing that you would want to tell our audience that has really inspired you in your journey that they could learn from.
You know, I think something like you said, you're still working corporate America. Something in your journey was like, I need to share this with people, right? So I think a lot of times, it's our experience that takes us to our life's work. And so it's really sitting back. I have three children, actually, and my daughters are 29 and 24. So my 24-year-old right now is really trying to figure out what it is that she really wants to do. And it's like, you know, we're not supposed to be 18 and go, oh, this is exactly what I'm supposed to be doing. You know, we feel this pressure that society puts on in so many different ways. But as far as like our life's work and what we're supposed to be doing. And with her, I'm like, you know, you're sustainable. She actually, both my girls are entrepreneurs in the beauty industry, but it's not fulfilling her. And so, you know, it's like, what are you passionate about? We brainstorm together. What is it that, you know, she's really passionate about animals and photography. So she's been dancing around in photography a little bit. It's not something that just, you know, we wish that it just kind of hit us in the face and like, this is what you're supposed to be doing. I think it comes from your life experience. Like for me, it was my fighting cancer and a combination of being passionate about women and working with women. So I think people who are, I know this is people, you know, watching these podcasts are already, you know, on that journey, but it's really tapping in and tuning in to what you feel, like what excites you. You know, I think that our work should be fun and joyful and rewarding and not like, oh gosh, I got to get up and go to work today. You know, right. We have this one life. It should be really rich and joyful. And so, you know, really honing in on what makes you feel good and what excites you. And then looking at, you know, how can I turn this into a business?
Yeah, no, that's great advice. And it's, you know, it's great for me to hear that because, you know, I have a 20-year-old son that's trying to figure out the same thing, right? And oh, he's gone back and forth. I'm like, okay, where are you at? And he needs to declare a major, but he's like, I guess I'm going to not go to school right now because I don't know what I wanted to do. And I come from a place where I knew exactly what I wanted to do. I'm coming to find out that I was one of a rare, you know, breed that knew going into college exactly what they were going to do. But you're right. Even though I knew exactly what I wanted to do, there's still learning processes in the way. I mean, when I started my business, after about a year or so, I realized that what I was doing right then was not what I wanted to do long term. And so I actually sold a large portion of my business and kind of started over because I knew that's not what I wanted to do. And so I think that's a, you know, just a good reminder that there's always learning and there's always just that soul searching of, like you said, really understanding that what you're going to love to do and not hate your job each and every day. So you did though, you did this amazing journey as a single mom. And that to me, I mean, is amazing that you went through your entire experience, went through this entire education process, and then went out on your own as a single mom raising three kids. So kudos to you for that. So tell me a little bit about the support structure you had behind you. Like, what family, friends, business associates did you have cheering you on that really helped you succeed and support you?
So I love this question because I feel very fortunate and very blessed that before I left my career, I had met my husband. So I was a single mom for most of my kids's, all through cancer, through my fight with cancer, which was probably the hardest because, you know, you're like, oh my goodness, I'm the only one here for them. I've got to survive this thing. So I met my husband about a year and a half in remission. And he actually, we have this deep connection because he actually lost a child to cancer. And so he was really a great rock for me because, you know, he learned a lot through that journey also, that so much, you know, depends on what we're consuming, you know, and how to fight cancer. And just, you know, really, he just had a big understanding of wellness, including he was a fireman. And firemen, most firemen, I guess, are pretty dang healthy. And so he was a rock for me, not only in that I could leave my career, but he was a fireman, so he had a fireman income. There wasn't, you know, I still had to be sustainable. I still had to have a money plan to be involved in that. But we set ourselves up to where I could. And so he has been a huge rock in my journey, not only in the financial part that I could leave my six-figure career, but also in believing me and understanding what I share because he experienced on such a personal level also. And I would have to say my kids, huge, huge supporters, my girls, especially. My youngest is 15. He's a boy. And actually he was right alongside me when I was fighting cancer because he was young. And my girls had a really hard time with it, but now they're just huge fans of mine. They're always like, oh yeah, I was telling my client about you, mom. So they really share a lot. We're just really into women empowerment and supporting each other because, like you said, we're just such strong humans and we're so powerful. And today's world really, you know, dampers that.
Yes. Well, first of all, congratulations on your marriage. And yeah, so great to be able to have people around you to support you. And you know, we say that's one of the first things that you need to have in place before you actually jump off into that entrepreneur world, because that support system is so important to your journey. And just having the people around you that can help lift you up and support you and cheer you on and you know, be able to have a sounding board as, you know, when you're in those moments of frustration or coming out of a failure, and just be able to have the sounding board to be able to brainstorm, to be able to get perspective from. So I think that's great that for you, it was for your children and your husband, and so important that they're close and supportive for you. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
You bet. So I want to, before we end here, I want to make sure that everybody knows, you know, exactly where to find you, what you have out there for them that can help them, and just make sure that we can support you on your journey as well.
Sure. So my website is called sheflower.com, and that actually has my has a video gallery with a lot of my messages, a lot of just little quick videos on wellness. You know, what I really teach is how to get outside of our body and look at it as a system, and what makes it sick and what makes it tick, right? We need to be ticking if we're going to be entrepreneurs. We have to take care of ourselves. I believe that is so number one. So on my website, sheflower.com, there's my social links and my brand, and there's a video gallery with some videos. There's some free downloads of how to build a strong immune system, because that's really important right now. Yeah, so that's where you can find me at.
Well, great. Yeah, no, that we so appreciate you being on the show today. And I don't know, as I'm listening to you, I mean, we might have to have you back as a guest speaker and teach us how to tick as entrepreneurs. I love that. That's a great little, yeah. So
thank you.
Might
I
have
would
to
love
keep
to
talking.
Come back. Sure.
Great. Okay. Well, again, thank you for joining us for this episode of The Fundamental Entrepreneur. We appreciate your time, Jennifer, with us today.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of our podcast today. Wasn't Coach Miss Mindful just wonderful? I love the great advice she gave us. Hey, if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, make sure you look up Coach Miss Mindful and find out what makes your body tick. Because in the end, Jennifer's advice of when you feel your best, you live your best is really the truth, isn't it? In the end, isn't that what we all want? We want to live our best lives. We want to be able to enjoy it to its fullest. So we have to take care of ourselves. If we're not taking care of ourselves, we can't really reach out and serve others. And that's what's going to help our businesses grow, when we can really show up the best of our abilities that we have. So grateful for her insights, her passion, and her desire to help other women along the way. If you want to find out more about us, make sure you visit our website at www.ascent101.com or look us up on Facebook and Instagram. And for those of you that are really trying to figure out how to launch your business, maybe you're stuck, maybe you haven't started, maybe you have fears about doing it wrong or where it's going to go, or maybe fears of failure. We hear you and we want to help you. Darren and I will be giving a free workshop next week, starting February 15th, and we want you to join us. Let us help you develop the business plan that will set you up for success. We want to give you the tips and tricks on how to scale your business faster than your competition. We want to give you the 5 principles that will help you have long-term success in your business. And we want to give that to you free. So please join us. We'll have the link in the show notes to register for that workshop, and we'd love to have you there with us. Also, we want to hear if these episodes are helpful to you. We'd love to hear your feedback in if you want more of these, or if there's other content you want to hear from us. So make sure you leave a comment for us. Until next time, we wish you all the business success possible.